something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is a continuation of the message, The Master Soul Winner.
Hallelujah. Now, a rich man that doesn't give is actually poor. Because you see, he can boast that he has a lot of money, but he doesn't have. He thinks he does, because the banks have told him the figures. But he's not using the money. The money is not working for him. So he's a poor man. He's a poor man. He's been excited with the figures. Let me tell you. Money is an illusion. Money is an illusion. You think that because you didn't have it, that's why you couldn't do what you wanted to do. But it's a lie. Many times we think that if we had more money, we would achieve more. And the reason we haven't done what we would have liked to do is because we didn't have the money. It's untrue. There's no bigger lie than that. It's an illusion. Money is an amplifier. Whatever you do with money shows your real nature, your real character. And every time you have money, your choices prove who you really are. You may argue about it. You may not want to accept it. It makes no difference. After all, there are people who say there is no God. It doesn't change anything. Praise God. What you say doesn't really matter. Doesn't change anything. You say there's no God, there's still God. See? But you see, the Bible shows us these truths. Money just amplifies you. See, a moment ago, the microphone was cut off. And I was still talking. You just didn't hear me. Because the amplifier didn't amplify my voice. But I was still saying what I was saying. And the moment they got me back on, you heard me loud and clear. Money is just that way. It's an amplifier. It doesn't change you. And why would God amplify you knowing how rotten you may be on the inside? Because the more money you have, the louder your life is going to be. What do you do with money when you get it? It tells who you really are. Hallelujah. I asked somebody one day, I said, if you had a billion naira, what would you like to do? Can I ask you? What would you like to do? I mean, if you woke up tomorrow morning and found out and you got $1 million, for example, small. You got $1 million. Relax. I'd like to know what you would do if you had $1 million. If you just suddenly had $1 million, what would you do? You'd first take it to the bank. All right? Hold on. He says you take it to the bank first, and then you pay his tithe. Yeah? You would use the rest to propagate the gospel. How? You give for the ministry. Can I ask you a question? So far this month, I mean, the month hasn't ended yet. Relax, all right? Come on. How much have you received so far this month? So far, so far. How much money has come to you so far? From wherever? $640,000. And you have given tithe on this. What else have you done? You've given for Rhapsody. How much was that? Come on, relax. Yeah. $12,500 for Rhapsody. Uh-huh. For your PCF, you gave? You gave $5,000. Mm-hmm. That's all for now. Now, hold on. Hold on. Hold on. $12,000 plus $5,000 is $17,000. All right. Then you gave your tithes. Yes, $64,000. Now, I want you to balance that out. If you had $1 million, that's about what you would have done. Can you see it? $17,000 was what he gave out of more than $500,000 as the income. The $64,000 is not yours anyway. You paid your tithe. So that's what I'm trying to calculate. $500,000 plus, all right? Being yours. You gave $17,000 so far. You better start getting prepared for the first fruit service that's coming up. Hallelujah. Come on, are you still there? You see, there's a reason why I did that. I wasn't trying to put him on the spot. I'm trying to let you know your problem is not money. It's your way of seeing things. Your choices. Your choices. Some years ago, one of our brothers had a nice job. A fellow Christian, a very wealthy gentleman, just fell in love with him and called him and said, "What do you do?" And he said, "Well, I do this and I do that, and there's no major assignment at the moment. No particular business at the moment." And the guy just loved him. Very wealthy man. Just loved him. And said, "All right, this is what I'm going to do for you. I'm going to give you some money, and I want you to get into this business, this line of business that you are interested in. I'll fund it. You can set up a board. I'll just be the chairman of the board, that's all. And I'll fund you. You'll be the managing director and use the money. I'm actually giving it to you. You can come to me for advice anytime." So much money he was given. Wonderful. Guess what? One of the first things he bought was a Mercedes. And he drove up to see Mr. Chairman. And the chairman said to him, "How's it going?" He said, "Great, sir. What have you done so far?" He said, "Well, I've ordered for some of the equipment, and then I bought a car. What kind of car did you buy? He said, I bought a Mercedes. He said, a Mercedes? Why did you buy a Mercedes? He said, to establish the new level, because, hold on, come on now. He said, because of some of the people I'm going to be meeting, and so that they can understand, I can deal with them at a certain level. Then the chairman said to him, now you're in my office. Let's suppose you were having a business discussion with me and you wanted me to invest in your company. Where is your car? He said, it's downstairs. He said, how many people will come to the window to say, I want to see the car you brought before having a discussion with you for the meeting? That was the beginning of his fall. Now, he had to, you know, when you buy a Mercedes, what you don't know is that you have increased your expenditure. Oh boy, I wish you'd understand this thing. The reason why the poor will get poorer and the rich will get richer. Have no pity for poor people that are greedy. The only pity you should have for them is their ignorance. Now you bought a Mercedes. How do you take care of it? I said the problem that many people have is not a money problem. It's a greed problem. You know, you see a car pass by and you say, that's my car. I know God wants us to have the best. That's your car. Now you're longing for it. If God gave it to you, are you aware that there are some cars? The headlights alone can buy another car. Come on. And then you're given that car. And you get in, and you're excited. There we go! To where? To the rocks. That's the problem of many people. You see, rich people, truly rich people, don't show what they have. It's the poor and the middle class people that love big things.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Jebude, 156 Folagbadi Road, Aribabu Roundabout, beside New Glow Office, Ijebude.
Worship with us on Sunday by 9 a.m. and Wednesday at 6 p.m. If you would like us to pray with you or share your testimony with us, kindly call +234-812-851-9834. Or send an email to info@loveworldradiantworks.org.